Rabbeisai, we pass by Midbar, short bar, Tov Shinayin Zayin. The Torah starts off, pass by Midbar, and much of the parasha deals with the counting of Klal Yisrael. We're counted each individual from 20 years old, Klal Yisrael. And Hashem makes this great counting, and Rashi tells us Mitochi Boson in front of, because of the great Chiba in front of him, Moina Oisam Kol Shah. Hashem counts him Kol Shah. Kishayotim and Mitzrayim, he counted them. When they fell in the Egel, he counted them to know how much were left. And when he came to Lashva Shchinos Aleim, which is disappearing over here, to Hashva Shchinos Aleim, he counted them. I think this Rashi encapsulates a tremendous Yisoid, and it has so much meaning, especially at this time of year. The Torah tells, the Gemara tells us in the end of Megillah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Ezra made a tachana that before Ezra was misaking, that we should read the parasha of the Klalois, of the Toichucha, twice a year, with the Tachana of Ezra, twice a year should be the Klalois, but we have to read the whole Torah. That wasn't the Tachana of Ezra necessarily. The Tachana of Ezra, Bidiyuk, specifically was that we should read it before, that we should arrange the Torah the way that we read the Toichucha before the end of the year. We should read it before Rosh Hashanah, that the year should end with the Klala, and the new year should begin Bracha. Tichla Shana Vekeloiseha, Techel Shana Vekeloiseha. So says the Gemara, therefore Ezra Masakin, that we read the Klalas at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, I understand Rosh Hashanah, that we read it towards the time of Elul, and Elul, the Seif Elul, Parash Kisav, we'll read the Toichucha, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, obviously, so we read it at that time. But what about this time of year, Parash Bahar B'chukosri, what's the end of ending the year? Says the Gemara, yeah, because Atzeres, Shavuos is also called Rosh Hashanah. As we know, the Torah Gemara says, and the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin Amid Aleph, that four times a year we're judged, and we're now we're judged on Peiros HaYizah. Tosfos comments over there that even though we lay in the parishes of the Toichucha close to the time of being of the new years, however, there has to be a buffer parasha. We don't want to go straight from the close into the Rosh Hashanah. So each one of these times a year have a buffer parasha. One before Rosh Hashanah is Parashas. One before Rosh Hashanah is Parashas. Nitzavim Vayelech. And right now we have Parash Bamidbar. Question is, how does Bamidbar? So Pasha would just say it's just a buffer, just to put a Parash in it. But I think there's something to it. I think there's a tremendous point over here. That Bamidbar acts as a buffer Parasha. The point being is that a person has to understand before he goes into Matan Torah, after he hears the Klalos, the person can sometimes become a little bit dejected. You feel that 98 Klalos, all the Klalos that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, it's, you know, a person can get very afraid and dejected, and it'll maybe even like really, really down the fact that the person Klalos could come to such matzavim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them, first of all, at the end of Parashat Baruch Hu, because we have the end of Parashat Erechim, and every Jew has an Erech. It's an Erech to a person, as a value. The Parashat Bamidbar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is stand up and be counted. Being counted means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when a person counts money, each bill he counts individually. If there's two bills together, he separates the bills. He wants each one to be counted because he wants to know them now, because each one is chashuv. By counting somebody, we give chashivas, we give pertinence, we give importance to each one. And the point being that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you count you, he's saying that you're important to me because you have purpose, you have meaning, you have a topic. You have something that you have to accomplish in this world. And when a person realizes that, that he's chovev in Hashem enough to be counted and be nechshav, be important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives him much more meaning. That builds up his esteem. That builds up his self-worth. And that gives him tremendous rotzon to want to accomplish. And I think this is a tremendous yisoy, this is a tremendous preface to the whole Inna Kabbalah's Torah. Before we makabal the Torah, we have to first realize and feel good about being who we are, realizing our characteristic traits, realize what we are. Avada the time, or this time between the Pesach and Shavuot, come to work on ourselves and to improve. But all of us all have good mindless. We have things that are tremendous, that are important. Things that we have in us that other people don't have. And these things are what make us even more important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we have to be, to count each individual, that means each individual has a different purpose. Yes, he's a different number. If we're the same, there's no number involved. Because Baruch Mechaviv, it means because each one has a different purpose, each one is special, each one is unique, each one is another number. And when we realize that, we start to realize that we have a tafkid, we have koiches, we have certain characteristic traits that can make us accomplish things that other people can't accomplish. We have things in our life, in our being, in our essence, that we can do tremendous things for service for Hashem, whether it's in Asponis, whether it's Rabbanis, whether it's being a Balabos, who's part of a minion that serves Hashem in a tremendous way. Each one has to find that task. But knowing that I'm being counted, knowing that I'm chovev, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endears me, is the prerequisite to the Baal HaTorah. Knowing that I have something to accomplish in my life, knowing that I'm different and I have characteristic traits that no one else has, now I have to go to look into the Torah and recover the Torah and understand the Torah and find my niche in the Torah. Find where I'm going to excel. And this is the tafkid, this is the akhtoma, this is the buffer. After tremendous klolos, the person can sometimes get dejected. You know, who knows what can happen to us. But at the same time, Bamidbar comes and tells us, stand up and be counted. Know your worth. Know your value. Know that you stood at Har Sinai. We said it in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, if you're one of the Har Sinai, if Hashem would have taken us to Har Sinai and not even given us the Torah, different reports would say Pshat, but maybe if he was there we could say Pshat. The fact that Hashem Kirvanu, he brought us close, that means the act of endearment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling endeared, feeling loved, feeling unique, feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about you, is something that brings tremendous, tremendous warmth, tremendous growth itself. When you feel endeared by Hashem, that itself gives you a rutzen to accomplish. And now, what do we have to do? That's the Torah. Then we have the Torah. We're ready. We're ready to hear the Torah. When we feel endeared, when we feel wanted, when we feel warmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we feel important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes us want to do even more, and then we're ready to accomplish the Torah. I'll give you a mashal, the mod of a doimer. A Rebbe wants very much that his students do well. But if a person wants that his students should do well, they have to feel the love. As the Mishnah says, Aaron HaKohen was able to makar people to Torah, to do Torah. How? The Mishnah says, we should be from Midosu Shal Aaron HaKohen. Oye Vesabriyas and makar from the Torah. They're not two separate agendas. They're one and the same. If you're Oye Vesabriyas, if the person feels that he's awful, that he's loved, then he can makabal the Torah and makar from the Torah. Aaron had that call, he was the ultimate teacher. In Dorim HaShem L'mach HaShem Tzavoyach, Yivakish Koyin P'ir, the Pasuk says, like the Koyin Gadol, this Koyach Rabbah said, to be able to give the warmth and give the feeling that you're important, Rabbah said, this is a tool to get a child to want to learn Torah, for a Rebbe to teach, and a parent to want to get Torah. If a child feels distance from his parents, that he's not going to want to accomplish anything that they want. But if the child feels warm, he feels he's caring, he feels he's chaviv, he feels he's important to his parents, So then he's ready to do whatever they say, Rabbi Yisrael. This was the tool. Even though the Torah in a certain way, Hashem had to tell us it, and we have to realize the seriousness in a certain way, and we have to know it's serious. Serving Hashem is not an option. It's serious, and the repercussions will be gone. And that's why a person can get dejected. He can be very worried what will be. And when he feels the warmth, the Parashat Bamidbar, he stand up and be counted, be nashed by Hashem, he's ready to come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the prayer, I'm ready to accept it, and to do what you want, to do your Ratzon, to be Zeicha, to understand the Parashat Bamidbar, the Parashat of being counted, and be nashed by Hashem, and we should stand strongly on this coming Shavuos, accept the Torah, be Ratzon, and be Zeicha to all the brachas of Torah.